Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Good morning. Let's start off with track and field coming up on Saturday. It's the Bronc Invitational there at the Gamble County Recreational Center. Rolling schedule will start at 10 a.m. for field events and 11:30 for the track events. Teams attending this meet will be Bighorn, Buffalo, Burns, Pine Bluff, Kimball County, Cody, Douglas, Powell, Sheridan, Thunder Basin, Tongue River, and Worland. Again, that is on Saturday. Let's move from the track to the court as Thunder Basin and Kimball County getting set for their matchups tomorrow. Thunder Basin will take on Cheyenne East at 6 p.m. for the girls, 7:30 for the men. Then Kimball County will be taking on Laramie, 6 o'clock for the girls, 7:30 for the men as well. Buffalo will also be taking on Cody tomorrow night. First game for the girls is at 5:30. The guys game at 7 p.m. Wright Panthers also will have a matchup against Tongue River at 7 p.m. for the men, 5:30 for the girls. Then we move down to Saturday. Kimball County will be taking on Cheyenne South at noon. The girls will be facing off at 10:30. Thunder Basin and Cheyenne Central, girls at 1 p.m., the boys at 2:30. Then we move down to Class 3A as Burns will take on Buffalo at 4 p.m. for the men, 2:30 for the women. And moving to 2A, Wright will be taking on Sundance. It'll be at 2:30 for the men and 1 p.m. for the girls. Now moving over to swim and dive, tomorrow will be the Gillette Last Chance Qualifier to head to the state championships next week in Cheyenne. Buffalo, Newcastle, Thunder Basin, and Kimball County all in attendance. Now let's move over to some hockey news as the Gillette Wild getting set for matches against Great Falls Americans and the Butte Irish this weekend. It'll be Great Falls tomorrow and Butte Irish on Saturday. Puck drops at 7:05 tomorrow and 7:30 on Saturday. And then also remember, tonight is the Let's Get Wild coaches show from 4 to 5 there at Old Chicago. If you can't make it out, you can listen live or watch live on Basin Radio.com, Basin Sports Network on YouTube, or you can listen on 106.7 The Legend, BasinsRadio.com. Now let's move into college basketball as the Pronghorns drop one to Casper. It was an 83-76 final as the T-Birds come away in a second half victorious moment. It was 38 points to 32 in the first half, a 6-point deficit, and that's how it ended. A 44-45 spurt in the second half, and Casper able to hold on and get the job done against Gillette College. Both teams were sitting in the running, still in position to take the Region 9 title. The Pronghorns dropping this one will now fall games behind Casper and Laramie County Community College. Nashir Washington finished off with 15 points, and Aaron Sievert finished off with 28. Those were the two leading scorers for the Casper College. And for the Pronghorns, it was Syed with 22, and Rashad McCormick finishing off with 28 points to lead the scores for Gillette. Now moving into the Lady Pronghorns as they come away with a big win, 87-56 over Casper. It was Lena Ballin coming away with 26 points. Then it was Rochelle Fumanuba with 17 and Danae Asiata with 10. And the Lady T-Birds had one in double digits, and that was Sinj Somstead. And that was the end of the rain. Casper falls 87-56 to the Lady Pronghorns, and they're still set up in a good position coming up this weekend as both teams will take on Northwest College. Northwest College sitting in first for the women's side coming up on Saturday. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Worsley with the Basin Radio Network.